The World of Colors.
颜色的世界.
A simple trip, Luca discovers how each color changes his environment.
一个简单的旅行, 卢卡发现每种颜色如何改变他的环境.
Luca sees a red rose.
卢卡看到一朵红色的玫瑰.
He sees the blue sky.
他看到蓝天.
Luca sees a yellow car.
卢卡看到一辆黄色的车.
He describes what he sees.
他描述他所看到的.
He wonders why colors are so beautiful.
他想知道为什么颜色是如此美丽.
Nature uses colors to attract attention.
大自然使用颜色来吸引注意.
Red, blue, and yellow are basic colors.
红色、蓝色和黄色是基本颜色.
Luca wants to find more colors.
卢卡想找到更多颜色.
He walks to the park.
他走进公园.
The trees are green.
树木是绿色的.
The flowers are colorful.
花朵五颜六色.
Luca sees different colors.
卢卡看到了不同的颜色.
He sits on a bench.
他坐在长凳上.
Luca smiles.
卢卡微笑.
He is happy to learn about colors.
他很高兴能学习颜色.
Luca learns about colors and shapes.
卢卡了解颜色和形状.
He goes home.
他回家.
Luca dreams of colors.
卢卡梦想着颜色.
Title: The Lost Message.
标题: 丢失的消息.
Description: Anna did not get an important SMS from her friend. The story follows Anna as she solves the problem and explains the basics of using chat apps and sending messages.
描述: 安娜没有收到她朋友的重要短信. 故事讲述了安娜如何解决这个问题, 同时解释了如何使用聊天应用程序和发送消息的基础知识.
Anna wakes up in the morning.
安娜今天早上醒来.
She checks her phone.
她查看手机.
But there is no new message.
但是,没有新的消息.
Anna feels worried.
安娜感到担心.
She decides to check the chat app.
她决定检查聊天应用程序.
She opens the app and logs in.
她打开应用程序并登录.
She searches for her friend's message.
查找朋友的讯息.
Finally, she finds it.
终于,她找到她了.
She missed her friend's message.
她错过了朋友的讯息.
The SMS was in the chat app.
短信在聊天应用程序中.
Anna feels happy.
安娜很高兴.
She replies to her friend.
她给朋友回短信.
She thanks her friend for the patience.
她感谢朋友的耐心.
Anna learns the best way to get messages.
安娜学会了获取消息的最好方法.
Now she knows how to check messages quickly.
现在,她知道如何快速查看消息.
She understands the importance of checking each app.
她了解检查每个应用程序的重要性.
Anna chats with her friend on the chat app.
安娜和朋友在聊天应用程序上聊天.
They both feel happy.
她们都感到快乐.
Max tells about his typical day. Getting up, going to work, meeting with friends, and doing his hobbies.
Max讲述他的一个典型的一天,起床,去上班,和朋友见面和换他的爱好.
Every morning, Max wakes up at 7.
每天早上,Max都在7点起床.
He first brushes his teeth and washes his face.
他先刷牙和洗脸.
Then he makes breakfast.
然后他做早餐.
After breakfast, Max likes to drink a cup of coffee.
早餐后,Max喜欢喝一杯咖啡.
Next, he takes a bus to work.
接下来,他坐巴士去工作.
When he arrives at the office, he checks his emails.
到达办公室时,他会查看电子邮件.
At noon, he has lunch with colleagues.
中午时,他会和同事一起吃午饭.
After work, he goes to the gym.
工作结束后, 他会去健身房.
Max likes to exercise to stay healthy.
Max喜欢锻炼身体保持健康.
After exercising, he goes home for dinner.
锻炼之后,他回家吃晚饭.
In the evening, he sometimes reads a good book.
晚上,他有时会阅读一本好书.
Sometimes, he prefers watching TV.
有时,他更喜欢看电视.
Around 10 at night, Max goes to bed.
晚上10点左右, Max上床睡觉.
That is his day.
这是他的一天.
Max lives a simple life.
Max 过着平静的生活.
But he is very satisfied.
但是,他很满意.
He is grateful for life.
他对生活充满感激.
Family gathering at the Mullers.
穆勒家的家庭聚会.
An insight into the annual gathering of the Muller family.
这是对穆勒家每年聚会的一次深入了解.
On a sunny morning, family members started arriving.
阳光明媚的早晨, 家人们开始到达.
Children ran in the garden, their laughter echoing.
孩子们在花园里奔跑, 笑声回荡.
In the kitchen, Grandma was busy with the final preparations.
在厨房里, 祖母忙着最后的准备工作.
Her signature dishes filled the table.
她的特色菜肴填满了桌子.
The door was wide open, uncles and aunts entered with their greetings.
门户大开, 叔叔和阿姨们带着他们的道贺进入屋内.
Young adults shared stories of new adventures.
年轻人分享着新的冒险故事.
The atmosphere was filled with joy and excitement.
这场合充满了快乐和兴奋.
Lunchtime arrived, and everyone gathered in the living room.
午餐时间到了, 大家聚集在客厅里.
As everyone shared food, laughter and jokes were constant.
当每个人分享食物时, 笑声和开玩笑不断.
The day slowly turned into evening, the sun setting painted the sky red.
日子渐渐变成了傍晚, 日落时的太阳染红了天空.
Goodbyes were warm and filled with love.
告别是温暖和充满爱的.
Everyone looked forward to the next family gathering.
每个人都期待下次的家庭聚会.
The day was filled with priceless memories.
这一天充满了无价的回忆.
Such family gatherings are unforgettable.
这样的家庭聚会是难忘的.
Thus, the Muller family spent another wonderful day.
就这样, 穆勒一家度过了另一个美好的日子.
Title: Between Lines and Words.
标题: 在字里行间.
Description: A guide to writing letters and making phone calls, both business and private.
描述: 围绕商业和私人信件撰写与电话沟通的指南.
Language plays an indispensable role in our daily lives.
语言在我们日常生活中扮演着不可或缺的角色.
Understanding how to express oneself correctly is a skill everyone should master.
了解如何正确表达自己是每个人应该掌握的一项技能.
Informal communication, correct grammar and format are crucial.
在正式交流中, 正确的语法和格式至关重要.
Understanding the background of readers and listeners allows us to tailor the message.
了解读者和听众的背景可以帮助我们调整信息.
The hidden meaning of colors.
颜色的隐藏意义.
A profound exploration of the symbolic meanings of colors in different cultures and artworks.
对不同文化和艺术作品中色彩象征意义的深层次探索.
Through the discovery of their forms and nuances, readers learn to understand colors beyond what the senses perceive.
通过发现它们的形式和细微差别, 读者学习超越感官地理解色彩.